Hello and welcome to the Birds of Healing podcast. My name is Asha. I'm your host. And today I'm going to be doing a daily diatribe episode about giving yourself credit. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because recently I've come to a glaring realization about myself that I just absolutely do not know how to take compliments from people or give compliments to myself. I think for me, it stems from my childhood, a lot of it. Growing up, I was always the black sheep of my family, so praise was kind of out of the question for me. I always got criticized for stuff, and but I didn't really ever get praised for stuff. So when I got compliments and things like that from outside people, I would just kind of feel weird and not know how to take it. I didn't have a playbook as to how to react to that. It's a little depressing now that I think about it, but it's kind of followed me into my adult years. Like, even if somebody compliments the way that I look physically, they're like, "Oh, you're pretty," blah, blah, blah. I get weird about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, I don't know how, like, thank you, I really appreciate that. But like, the compliment doesn't ever really penetrate because I'm like, I don't feel that way. You know what I'm saying? I have very much ugly duckling syndrome. Like, all the doodada you could tell me, you think I'm pretty, blah, blah, blah. But I personally won't believe it until, I'm working on it. I really am. I think when I was growing up, I really like experimented a lot with like my look and stuff. And so I just never felt comfortable in just one certain thing. So I just never really believed it, I guess. So as an adult, it's a little bit weird, you know what I'm saying? But I'm working on it. I'm working on allowing myself to recognize the good things about myself. And, I'd be like, yeah, it is true. I am cute as fuck. I am smart as hell. I am funny as hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am friendly as fuck. Okay, like I feel like I'm overly friendly sometimes to people because I like to compound on what you give me, like the energy that you give me, I reciprocate it and compound on it. So if you give me shit, I give you shit. If you give me love, I give you 10 times the amount of love, But yeah, like it's easy for me to give compliments to people. It is so easy for me to do it. I love making people feel good. I really, really do. So for me, I could really just go up to a complete stranger and just be like, girl, like, you are stunning, blah, blah, blah. I'm that girl. I'm not scared of anything when it comes to complimenting people. But for somebody to do that to me would be so completely foreign. I don't know why I feel awkward about it, because it's not like I don't get compliments. It's like, sure, I do, but I don't take them seriously. I know that sounds stupid and kind of a little ungrateful because, I mean, people are giving you time of day to give you a compliment. You should be grateful. I am. But it's like, I don't feel it in myself sometimes. And I think that maybe comes from like an insecure place where I really do need to work on that. Like validating that I am these things. But it's hard. I know that I'm not the only person who deals with this. I was actually doing some like quote research on TikTok about this. And there were so many people, a surprising number of people who felt the same way. Like, they never really got praised for it when they were a kid and for anything really when they were a kid. And in their adult years, they have trouble accepting compliments. I think it's interesting because, like, I got this complex clearly when I was growing up, and I don't think that anybody meant to give me this complex at all. I think that it was completely just something that is cultural. Like, in my culture, we don't necessarily, like, get praised for just, like, the little things. Like, if you do a big thing, yeah, like, you'll get praised for it and shit, but not just anything, So, like, I feel like in American culture, it's very realistic for a parent to, like, over-conflate their child's ego and giving them compliments for just about everything, like, every little thing. And for me, for our culture, it just wasn't that way. It was more so very, like, conservative with like, compliments. Because, of course, they don't want you to get a big ego. They don't want you to get a big head about stuff because that's, like, one of the sins. Being prideful is kind of sinful. And I think that's where it was coming from. But being in like this paradigm between American culture and like, my culture, Somali culture, I kind of grew up with this like expectation, like, oh, I see this on TV and I see that all the stuff. Now I feel like that should be normal to talk to your kids in a praising way. But it was just never that. And I guess I didn't really like, as a kid, I didn't really understand it. Like, I didn't understand that there was anything wrong with it. But I see now that, like, children do need to be encouraged and, like, praised for things that they do because it makes them, like, more likely to try new things. You know what I'm saying? If they're being praised and giving compliments about the small things that they're doing, they'll be able to reach higher, think bigger, things like that. So I think it's important. And for me, my relationship with my daughter, I literally praise her for everything. Like, she does artwork, and even though the artwork makes no sense to me, she could draw a line and say it's a tree, and I'm like, it's the best tree that ever existed. It's great. I don't want to be unrealistic with her, but like, for me, I give it to her. Like I said, it's very easy for me to give people compliments. I give it to her the way that I never got it. You know what I'm saying? I tell her all day long how pretty she is. I tell her all day long how smart she is, how funny she is. Like, she just knows it, you know? And I could see the radiation on her face. Like, she just radiates happiness when you say that. Because obviously, like, a kid is going to be happy when you give them a compliment. You tell them that they're doing good. So I feel like it encourages her to do more and try more things. And that's the kind of relationship that I want to harbor with her, you know? Like, I never want her to feel like she's not good enough, ever, you know? And I'm working on it, too. Like, it's hard, but I feel like now that I've recognized the problem, I see where the root of it is coming from, and I can change it. I can do something about it, you know what I'm saying? I can wake up every single day and tell myself, you know, I'm smart, and I'm pretty, and I'm, you know, I'm loved, and I'm wanted, and I'm free, you know what I'm saying? And really believe it. Because I feel like once I get to a point where I start to believe it, like, in my core, then obviously, you know, I will have any issue, you know, taking that from other people. But yeah, it was just a very interesting thing that I feel like I'm working on. And I like to keep up with these podcasts as I'm, like, feeling these things, as I'm experiencing these things. Because I feel like that's, like, the most raw I can be, is when I'm actually going through the issues that I'm talking about. But yeah, like, this is something that I've dealt with for a long time, and I really am interested in to hear what other people's, you know, takes are on this, because I know it's a lot of people are talking about it on Instagram and Twitter and all this stuff, and I really want to hear the discussion, and I really want to get into it. So if you have any thoughts about it, let me know in the community tab, and if you're listening on Anchor FM or Spotify, you could do that. If you're listening on Google Play, give this a thumbs up, like it, rate it. So thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Bye.